Cadencopia acknowledges the traditional owners of the land that this podcast was recorded and produced on, the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung peoples of the East Kulin Nations. We pay our respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Come behind the scenes of the Australian media landscape from a leading public relations perspective. I'm Marissa Jane, and this is the Press Office with Kate Copia. I am joined again by Managing Director at Kate Copia, Kate Keane, and I've just finished my interview with Nat from Season Social. I was just so intrigued by so many things she said. What did you think?
Hi, Marissa. Yes, I loved hearing her. I thought she was so knowledgeable about social media, and it is really one of those spaces or platforms that you need to be in it every day to understand how it works. I was really intrigued about that TikTok discussion around trends and, you know, using songs and audio that kind of pop up, but utilizing them in a way that actually can work for your brand or product or whatever it is. And she was talking about SEO and how to use SEO in trend-driven kind of TikTok bites to potentially go viral. I thought that was really interesting.
It's funny, I did a short course on SEO ages ago when I used to work on a website, and I feel like I've got a really sound understanding of it, but I don't think a lot of people do get it. Mm. And I think if we break down what she was explaining to us at the end and what she talks about in the podcast, which we did kind of gloss over, is to SEO or search engine optimize your content. It's all about hitting those keywords when you're speaking and in your content, checking that your captions actually have those keywords, because often captions can hear things wrong. Mm-hmm. And then also having it in your caption as well. So kind of checking off those three different points to make sure that, say, someone was searching your content. I don't know. I keep going back to Frank Green when it comes to viral social, but make sure Frank Green, drink bottle, whatever the trend is at the moment and why they're selling and what they're trying to hit is mentioned in all three avenues.
I know. That was so, I had no idea, particularly about the caption itself. That was really interesting because often you'll kind of just try and be funny or do something else in your caption that's almost unrelated to the content. But no, the point there was the caption too has to have those keywords. So yeah, that was so interesting.
Like, even just from a personal note, I use TikTok now as like my go-to search engine. Like now, say if I wanted to run a marathon, I would not be going to Google and say marathon plan for a beginner runner who can't run 5 kilometers at the moment. I would actually go to TikTok and search marathon run for beginners or training plan for marathon. That is my first point of call to learn something new, which I think is just such a new way of thinking.
I know. I think I'm almost too old for that, Marissa. I feel like my age group might be not using TikTok for searching, but yours is.
Yeah. We could go through a dark, dark history of my TikTok. How to get over a boy in 10 days.
I loved how she also referred to Kim Kardashian and what she does with Skims and how it's that one product, one message. I thought that was really interesting. And obviously Kim has a lot of resources when it comes to launching a product, but I mean, she's still very smart, or her people are smart in how they do it. And that one product, one message was really interesting. And I think sometimes it is about simplifying it and just, you know, having that one thing, you know, said or heard or seen about over and over again, and that is essentially going viral.
And we touched on this too. It's like PR is such an important player in the whole scheme of a business, but we are often brought into it too late. So when it comes to Skims, they would be thinking like PR, social, marketing first when it comes to creating new products, which is great. But then often we might be given, you know, clients or products that don't have that mindset, or they don't think about that first.
And often it's the smallest tweak of an idea to actually turn it into something that is PR-able.
Yeah.
It's often not a big thing, but we do need to be brought in early, because that slight tweak might not be able to be made down the track. So knowing early and being part of the conversation early really does help.
Mm. So from a Kate Co PR perspective, have you had any instances where you've had a client go viral?
We have, Marissa. It was a couple of years ago, Roden, our client whose sunglasses and accessories, she had woke up in the middle of the night with her phone kind of going off the hook. Her website crashed. It turns out an influencer in the US had worn a pair of her sunglasses and posted about a trip to Disneyland, just happened to be wearing the sunglasses and tagged Roden. And she, I think it was $35,000 worth of sales overnight, which was incredible. So obviously that wasn't something that we created, but we then talked internally about how we can actually amplify that. So the next part for us was pitching that out as, you know, look what's happened to this kind of small Australian brand. So we pitched that out and ended up getting coverage across Daily Mail and news.com, which then resulted in the next 24 hours of an increase in sales again. So it was amazing. It doesn't happen often, but when it happens and you can capitalize on it, it really works.
You really need the perfect timing. Like everything needs to happen at the exact right time. And I actually talked to Alex on the podcast, I think maybe two seasons ago now, and we talked about that amazing opportunity that happened to her. I hope you enjoyed this mini where we talked about, you know, going viral on social media. If you enjoyed this one, make sure you go back an episode and listen to my chat with Nat. On the next episode, find out how this designer ended up working with the Hadids. And yes, I mean Gigi Hadid. Thanks for listening to The Press Office with Kate Co PR. If you learnt something new today, then all we ask in return is for you to subscribe and follow this podcast wherever you're hearing this. Reach out to us. All our details are in the show notes below.